So in our life as devotees, if things which are beyond our control, do we see them as the result of destiny or do we see them as Krishna's mercy? And how do we differentiate between the two? Firstly, it is very difficult to know from our perspective. But what we can see is that it's not that Krishna necessarily has to act by transcending the laws of nature. Krishna can act through the laws of nature also. That means that sometimes we may say that Krishna performed miracles, say he lifted Govardhan Hill for protecting the Vrajavasis from the anger of Indra and the torrential rains that came. So that was where Krishna intervened and stopped the working of the law of gravity at that time, so that he could protect his devotees. But there are many other times Krishna can work through the course of nature itself. When Srila Prabhupada went to America, there's apparently no great miracle. Of course, Prabhupada had a vision of Krishna, but he went by a ship, and the ship went through stormy weather. Prabhupada had seasickness. But then, Krishna was there. Prabhupada went just at the time when the counterculture was coming in America, and people were open to Indian spirituality. And Prabhupada went to the Lower East Side, and there were people who were looking for spiritual guides. So my point is that if we look at it from a socio-cultural historical perspective, Prabhupada came to America just at the right time. It's still a tough audience, but it was a right time. And he just got people. So Prabhupada could have come in his youth, he could have come in his middle age, he came in his old age. Krishna arranged for the right time. So in his case, of course, it's a pure devotee. So we say it's Krishna's arrangement. But the point I'm making is, Krishna's arrangement can work through the normal course of nature also. Prabhupada did not miraculously fly from India to America, like Hanuman leapt from India to Lanka, something like that. Prabhupada went by normal means. Still, the result that came out was extraordinary. In just a few years, less than a dozen, a whole worldwide spiritual movement was established. So similarly, when we talk about Krishna's mercy, which comes in our life, Krishna's mercy can come, say, we are to meet by our past karma with an accident. And then somehow something happens and we get some mental illness and we don't drive along that way or we slow down, drive slowly, and then somehow we are saved from that accident. We could say being saved from that accident is Krishna's mercy. But sometimes we may go through an accident and that accident may give us some realizations. That accident may deepen our conviction in the importance of spiritual life, in the reality of Krishna's protection. So that could be protection also. That could be Krishna's mercy. So it's we cannot mind read Krishna. What is he thinking exactly? But what we can see is that any opportunity to go closer to Krishna or any impetus to go closer to Krishna, those can be seen as Krishna's mercy. Opportunity means some devotional facility comes up. That is Krishna's mercy. But impetus means some circumstance which makes us realize I'm helpless. I need Krishna. That could also be Krishna's mercy. So as in general, devotees, we don't go too much into how should I say, hyper-analysis. For example, if I get sickness, is it because of past karma? Is it because of Krishna's mercy? I would say it's because of my past karma. But during that sickness, I have opportunity to remember Krishna. I have opportunity to remember Krishna's teachings about how this body is ultimately going to be filled with diseases. I have opportunity to raise my consciousness about the body by remembering Krishna. That is Krishna's mercy. So devotees, we have to see what attitude is favorable for our bhakti. So if I get a sickness and if I start thinking, the sickness is Krishna's mercy, well, what does that mean exactly? Is it that I am sick because Krishna wants me to be sick? Well, Krishna doesn't want any bad things to happen in our life. Krishna is the ultimate well-wisher. The sickness is not coming because of Krishna. It is coming because of our past karma. But Krishna will either minimize the sickness or will give us the opportunity to transcend the sickness or he'll give us the opportunity to grow through the sickness. That is Krishna's mercy. So we have to take the attitude that is favorable. So So if I, so I'll give an example what I mean by the attitude that is favorable. That if some other devotee falls sick, so I should not think, if some very senior devotee who we thought was very advanced, that person gets a terrible disease. Then if I start thinking, you know, I thought you were a very exalted devotee. But the fact that you got such a terrible disease means that you must have done some terrible karma. You are a sinful person, that's why you got this reaction. Now thinking like that is very unfavorable for my devotional disposition. So what I should think is Krishna has some special plan. Krishna is either purifying this devotee or teach this devotee or teaching me something through this. So let me see this devotee's current condition of sickness as an opportunity to serve, as an opportunity for Vaishnava Seva. So if I have that attitude, then okay, what is happening, why the sickness has come, that is between this devotee and Krishna. That's not for me to judge. But I see simply an opportunity to serve. But on the other hand, if I get some sickness, I think, you know, this sickness is Krishna's mercy on me. If that helps me to go closer to Krishna, that is fine. But sometimes, you know, and I'm trying to do some service, the sickness is coming in the way of my service. Then what I should see is that I may not be able to see that sickness as Krishna's mercy. I can say, this is simply the past result of my past karma. But Krishna is giving me the opportunity to tolerate this. Krishna will help me, give me the strength to tolerate the inconvenience, to tolerate the pain, to become more absorbed in Him. So in general, the scripture doesn't tell us that everything that happens is good. Everything that happens is for good. But it's not necessarily, it is not that everything that happens is good. Because see, for example, when Draupadi in the Mahabharata, the Kauravas attempt to dishonor her by disrobing her. Nobody tells her afterward, whatever happened is good. That is a terrible thing. And the Pandavas take revenge against that. But Krishna arranges for good to come. Krishna arranges for the whole world to know about how He protects His devotees. How He supplies an unlimited sari for her at that time. When Sita is abducted, nobody tells Sita whatever happened is good. No, but through Sita's abduction, now her immense devotion, her immense faithfulness to her Lord, even amid separation, that is demonstrated. So Krishna can bring good even out of the bad. So it's not that as devotees, when bad things happen to us, we have to somehow, you know, somehow deny our experience and think that this is good. It can be for good. But it will be for good when we have a positive devotional disposition towards it. But it's not that whatever happens is good. So sometimes when bad things happen, then we have to see that what is the way I can go towards Krishna in this situation. I sometimes thinking that bad thing is simply my own karma that's happening, but Krishna will give me the strength to tolerate this. And that is Krishna's mercy. So that can help us to have a more positive disposition towards Krishna. Krishna is never the cause of our suffering. He is the cure for our suffering. So we have to have that conviction and have the disposition that enables us to grow in that conviction. Does it answer your question? It's a complex subject. All right.